Blog Talk Radio.
Working for the good and waking them to new
The time will come surely when our hearts will be released from their hunger and we can be filled with the life from above, which you give us in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's play some great gospel music here to get us started. We're going to play God Has His Hands on You by the Brown Boys and Errol Duncan. And then we're going to play Something Has to Break, which is Kara Sherrard and Tasha Cobbs Leonard. And then we're going to play Can't Help Myself by Sarah the Baptist, St. Ashley, and Estelle. Amen. Alrighty. And then I might top it off with We're Going to Be Alright by Ty Trebet. Amen. Alrighty, here we go.
There's one thing I know. and we still lit.
This is one for TikTok. This is me and my flip. I am so saucy, cuz cross on my neck. Bitch with my groove. Yeah, packed in the coop. Yeah. Look to your neighbor and say, I got the juice. Ooh. Challenge, try not to move.
I can't help myself.
It's your song, but try not to move.
Yeah.
powerful song. We're going to be all right, Jesus. Amen. All righty. Well, like I said, I hope you all enjoyed that music. It was blessed. Yes, it was. Amen. Well, let's get into the Bible study tonight. It's on John chapter 12. And it deals with peer pressure. See, today we're going to talk about peer pressure. Usually we associate the term peer pressure with childhood or adolescence. But peer pressure, however, occurs at all ages and is a powerful tool of Satan. We'll begin our study by asking the following questions. Is it possible that the same person could have been present for all four of these biblical events? Jesus rising Lazarus from the dead. Jesus making his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Jewish leaders plotting to kill Jesus. And the crowd chanting, crucify him at the cross. Could that same person that cheered Jesus as he entered Jerusalem also have chanted, crucify him, crucify him? The answer, sadly, is yes. And the reason is because of peer pressure and the influence that it can have on people. Let's look at the influence. The people that was associated with have tremendous influence on our behavior. For this reason, it is imperative that we do not surround ourselves with people that are living in sin. The Apostle Paul wrote in his first letter to the Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, do not be deceived by bad company corrupts good morals. So let's look at the statistics about peer pressure. We are all susceptible to peer pressure, according to social.com. Only 10% of adolescents say they have never been influenced by peer pressure. 38% of people admit to pressuring their friends into doing something they are not comfortable with. 50% of people have lied to their friends about liking something so they wouldn't get made fun of. 19% of teenagers say they would stop using their cell phones while driving only if their friends did the same. And 62% of UK parents surveyed said that their children are affected by peer pressure. So these statistics tell us the same thing that we read about in Paul's letter to Corinthians. The bad company corrupts good morals. Bible verses about encouragement. We understand that bad company corrupts good morals. But what about the right company? Can the people that we associate with make us better Christians? Absolutely. As I read through the following scriptures, four verses, about positive impact that encouraging others can have on their lives, and more importantly, on their souls. So, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, therefore encourage one another and build up one another just as you also are doing. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the needs of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. And in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, but encourage one another day after day, as long as still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. And lastly, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24-25. Let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together as the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. So Mary did not give in to peer pressure. And chapter 12 tells the story of Mary anointing Jesus with perfume. John writes that the expense of perfume cost approximately 300 denarii, which equals almost a full year's wages. There was pressure from Judas not to use the expensive perfume. But Jesus, who knew her heart, intervened and said, in John chapter 12, verses 7 and 8, let her alone so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For you will always have poor with you, but do not always have me. So in conclusion, peer pressure is something that we all experience. It affects children, adolescents, and adults. The people that we hang around with can corrupt our morals and can also build us up. That is why it is important that we surround ourselves with people of faith that will encourage us to make good decisions and be better servants of Jesus. This does not mean that we should isolate ourselves from the rest of the world. That is not what Jesus did, and that is not what we should do either. So those that are lost need people to encourage them and to remind them of the hope that we have in Jesus. We will conclude today's lesson with the following words spoken by Jesus. In John chapter 8, verse 12, I am the light of the world. The one who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. Amen. And I hope this Bible message, okay, goes out to you all and you get something from it. Amen. And let's do an altar call. Okay, I do one every night. And I want to try to save as many people as I can. So if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, you got a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we hear it. God's Rainbow Ministry, we'd like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we'd like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key, and I'll bring you on immediately, so you could tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. Well, it looks like we have a caller. Let's see who we have.
Hello.
Hi
there, Pastor. It's Frank.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I never, ever, ever accepted the Lord Jesus as my Savior.
You never did, Frank?
No, I just hear your program. That's it. But I wanted to have a chance to do it tonight.
Amen. God bless you, Frank. And the Lord wants you on his side. Amen.
Even though I've done bad stuff.
Did you say the prayer?
No. I said the prayer.
Would you like me to walk through it again?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. It's very simple, Frank. Just say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
For too long, I have kept you out of my life.
for too long. I've kept you out of my life.
I know that I'm a sinner.
I know that I am a sinner.
And that I cannot save myself.
And that I cannot play with myself.
No, save myself.
Oh, save myself.
Yes. No longer will I close the door.
No longer will I close the door.
When I hear you knocking upon it.
When I hear you knocking upon it.
By faith, I greatly receive your goodness and salvation.
You said my faith?
By faith.
Or my faith. My faith.
By faith.
Oh, by faith.
I gratefully receive your gift of salvation.
I receive your gift of salvation.
And I am so ready to trust you as my
and
Lord
I
and Savior.
And I am so ready to as my Lord and Savior.
So I want to say thank you.
So I want to say thank you.
Lord Jesus, for coming to earth.
Lord Jesus, for coming to earth.
I believe you are the Son of God.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Who died on the cross for my sins.
Who died on the cross for my sins.
And then rose from the dead on the third day.
And rose from the dead on the third day.
So I want to say thank you once more. For bearing my sins. And giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart. Lord Jesus. And be my Savior tonight. Amen.
Amen. So that's all it is.
All right. Dad, you just accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight, Frank. And he's going to shower blessings down upon you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Can you put me back on mute?
Yes, I sure will, Frank. God bless you, Frank. Thanks for taking
the
Lord into your heart.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Amen.
You're so welcome, Frank. 111, I'm going to bring you on right now. Hello, how you doing? Oh, the person hung up. Oh, well. Anyway, well, we got some other callers in the queue, but they haven't pressed the one key as of yet. Okay, hopefully we'll get some more callers. Okay, that wants to accept the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. We got one with Frank. Amen. Okay. Amen. Let's everybody pray for Frank that he walks a good Christian life. Amen. All righty. Well, while I wait for more callers, I'm going to play some more gospel music for y'all. Okay, there. See if we can get more callers to call in and receive the Lord Jesus as their Savior. Amen. We're going to play More Abundantly by Ricky Gillard. And then we're going to play There Is More by Lexi. And then we're going to play Come Together by Rodney Darkchild Jenkins and Tim Bowman. And then Strong God with Kirk Franklin. Amen. That's a good way to end for a song trio, a quadro by Strong God with Kirk Franklin. Amen. Here we go.
Oh,
And yes, there is more.
Hey! forgive their sins and heal their land. For their young sister in South Africa, for their young brother in Nigeria, for my brothers and sisters in New York City, God is still in the healing business. Let's come together.
Amen. Let's come together. Amen. Hello? Yeah, I can barely hear you.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. I also want to give my life to Christ.
Amen. Amen. Look, the angels in heaven are singing tonight. Well, have you said the prayer?
Yeah. Can I say the prayer in 15 minutes?
Sure. Sure you could.
I just gave the neighbor's daughter some quaaludes, and when she goes to sleep, I'm going to fornicate, and then afterwards, all my sins are going to be clean.
Well, you shouldn't go in with that attitude. You should go in with...
Let me rape her and call you back. Hold on, let me rape her. Hold on.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, the caller has left. Let's try another one. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, Pastor Ken, that guy said he's going to rape her.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Well,
I don't think that's a real caller. I think that was a prank call.
Could be. So how are you doing tonight, Grover?
Is that Christian to rape people?
No, no.
Do you ever get raped?
No.
That's good.
Yes, amen.
What else you got going on?
Nothing much. Happen to be it. I got other callers, but they haven't pressed the one key as of yet, so I can't bring them on.
It's nice to have listeners. I don't know if I'd like to have listeners that are talking about rape, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's not good.
Is that the first ever rape call you've had?
Yeah. I gotta say it is.
Well, I hope you never get any more.
Thank you. Me too. Amen.
Rape's not a joke.
No, it's not. It's a very serious matter.
I've never been raped.
Well, that's good, Grover. I'm glad of that.
I got a cold. I'm not really sure if it's a covert yet.
Well, I'll be praying for you, Grover.
So far, I think it's a head cold. Yeah, I've got it. I've got it a few times. I don't know why I'm more susceptible than others. I don't know if it's because I'm black or old.
I think it has to do with our having COPD. Okay, we have a tendency to be susceptible to COVID.
I had a doctor's appointment today, and they did a blood draw, and everything looks good.
That's good. That's good. Did you go to the VA?
No. I went to it's hard to explain. But anyway, they took the blood out and they ran it on the CBC and the liver and the electrolytes and all that, you know, what they do every year.
Right.
They said it's fine,
okay.
The cholesterol's looking good. And and I said, I've been coughing a lot. And he said, well, that's probably because you got a cold. And they did not say it was COVID, not the COVID.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'll keep praying for you, Grover. I went to the VA today, okay, and I saw my primary care doctor, and he said everything's going okay with me today. So...
Was he checking your bladder?
They checked everything, okay. They went over the results of the endocrinology, okay, about my thyroid. They went over everything.
Really?
Yeah, it was. And I had to give blood today, too. Okay, they took about 5 vials. Give a urine sample. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I hate when they ask for a urine sample, and I already done gone piss, and they got to say, well, you got to give another one. I said, well, you better start feeding me some water. Better take and get a lot of drinks. Whiskey.
Well, that's not good. Not whiskey for to give for a urine sample.
I was kidding on that whiskey part. That's a little joke.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't take whiskey at the doctor unless they offer. If they offer, I'd say yes. But all right, let's go and take some other calls now.
You're the only one. I've got a lot of callers, but they haven't pressed the one key. Okay, so until they press the one key, I can't bring anybody on. Okay? Yeah, I've got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 callers in the queue, and they haven't pressed the one key
yet. I don't know why they're doing that. Maybe you should have that Tony Farrar call in.
Well,
you could have him.
That would be cool.
You could have him discuss preparations for the anal bash on the Labor Day.
Oh, we're not having an anal bash.
That's good.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
I've been hearing conflicted information about that, but it might be happening.
No, it's not happening, Grover.
Oh.
No, not happening.
You going up to Audie Murphy for the appointment?
Yeah, I went to the Audie Murphy, the hospital, yeah.
Who took you up there?
Victor. Yeah, he took me up there with Tony F. and well, we went to the doctors in the lab and ate lunch.
Ate some tamales?
No, I had a burger and fries.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, it's better than microwave tacos.
Yes, it surely is, yeah. I had chicken and mashed potatoes for dinner tonight.
Oh, you been to Popeyes?
No, it was home cooked.
Oh, from your boyfriend?
Yeah, Tony cooked it for me tonight. He did a good job on it.
You let him cook all the time, or how's that work?
Yeah, Tony loves to cook. Okay, he does a really good job. So does Victor, by the way. Victor does a lot of cooking too, and he's really good at cooking.
Yeah, I cook that Mexican food, right?
Oh yeah, it's wonderful.
Mexican fried chicken and taters.
Yeah.
Hey. Have you thought about inviting me over for dinner?
Yeah, I thought about it, Grover. Okay, but we don't have a dining room table, so we eat on little small tables.
Well, I could sit on the floor if you help me get up.
Okay.
What if I came to the door and you just handed me a tray or like a little plate and I could sit on the porch?
Well, if you came all the way over here for dinner, I'm sure we would invite you in.
But this is a breakthrough. All right, you never said that before. You always act like I'm disgusting, and you would not let me darken the door frame with my shadow.
No, no, that's not it at all, Grover. We love you.
Oh, Jesus, you're going to make me cry. This is very touching.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I don't want to make you cry, but yes, you're dearly loved, Grover.
Yeah, Gavin Moorhead said this is a breakthrough.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I think he should call. I don't know what he's waiting for. He should call in and maybe we could cry together.
Yeah. Well, we got some more callers that just called in there, Grover. You want to take them with me?
Yeah, let's take some more calls. I'm got to get a Kleenex to wipe my face.
All right, let's take a call here. 111, you're on
air. My ass up. Wipe my ass also.
How you doing? Hi, Kenny.
All right, how you doing?
Are you doing okay? I'm glad to know. You know, I know you feel better, and everybody's happy for you, and I'm going to do everything I can to take care of you. You know, I know Tony doing his best, and I'm trying to make you feel better because you said your booty hurt, your booty?
Say what?
Your booty hole. Did your booty hole hurt?
No.
You say you have prostate?
No.
Okay. Well, you know, it's almost my birthday. I'm going to be 17. This is Vitor. I'm 16. I live with you, Kenny, and you like to fuck me so much.
No,
I don't. Yeah, this is Vitor. No. You like to fuck me such a geek. Yes, you do.
Goodbye. No,
hey, Victor. Hey, Victor.
He's gone?
Yeah, I
ended that because that wasn't the real Victor.
That was weird. He talked about booty hole. You hadn't talked about that at all, I don't think.
Yeah, well, we got another caller here. Let's take it and see who we got. 111, you're on air.
Hi, Kenny. This is Gary.
Hey, Gary. How you doing?
Great. How you doing, big guy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling, Gary.
You're such a sexy man. I couldn't help myself. How's everything?
Well, thank you.
Don't ask about a booty. Don't ask about it.
I was having some. Yesterday was a big night for me. Let me put it to you this way. Somebody mistreated my consoles with their manlyhood, if you know what I mean. And it's affecting my voice. But I hope everybody's doing fine. I'm just calling to check in. You know, ever since the Dr. Kent show and the Leroy show, since they broke up and had that falling out, you know, I guess they were boyfriends or something, or making love to each other, and they just had a lover's quarrel. And to be honest with you, I was the ratings on that show, and once I stopped calling in, we all knew it was going to go south.
That's true.
You know, and that the black rapper, no offense, Grover, but black people aren't that good on the air.
Dr. Ann.
Well, I'm sorry you had a bad experience with Dr. Kent's show. I'm glad you called into mine, finally, Gary, and I look forward to you calling in again.
Well, I'll be happy to call in and just, I just want everyone to know, and I want you to let Tony know that he's such a lucky man to have you. And any person my age, and anyone in the gay community for that matter, would be very, very lucky to have, you know, someone like you sleeping by their side. And just, you know, I just think they're so sexy, and the whole God thing has just changed me on so much. And you're just a great man, and you're doing the Lord's work, and I love you for it. So to see you. And that's it. I can't even, I just, yeah, I'm just so sorry that, I'm just so sorry that Grover's disgusted with what I'm saying, but it's just the truth and how I feel. And, you know, I'm not going to bottle up my feelings anymore. I'm just going to let it out. I'm going to let it all hang out like I do. Yeah, like if I was like in the little nudist speech when I just let it all hang out. I love seeing it, if you know what I mean. But
yeah,
okay, Kenny, you have a good one.
You too, Gary. God bless you.
Love you.
Love you too. All right. That was a good caller. That was Gary, folks. Okay? Okay, Glenn.
No. That was not a good call. No. More of that gay stuff.
Grover?
I don't think you should have so many gay callers. Gross.
Well, this is a gay ministry. A gay guys rainbow ministry. Okay,
that's for everybody. It's not just for gays.
Spreading love for the world.
But it's some of that talks a little bit gay.
Well, that's okay. It was in his heart to say that, and so God bless him for it. Amen. We got another caller here. 401, you're on here.
Hello. Kenny.
Hello, Pastor Kent.
This is Reverend Dr. Pastor Rabbi Dentist Food Taster Golf Ball Jogger Ghost Rider Scuba Diver Pizza Delivery Man Incognito Buffet Food Critic Tile Installer Army Recruiter Ultrasound Specialist Asian Kent Douglas Hopper.
Hey,
hello, Kent. Thanks for calling.
I'm doing great, Pastor Kent. How are you doing this blessed evening?
I am more blessed and more highly favored than lots of people. But I wanted to lay my pipe down on some rumors, Kenny. And I wanted you to tell me if this is truth, fact, fiction, real, gossip, or Harry Potter. What's this I hear about you turning Dan Garza gay?
That's not true. That's not true.
Did he turn you gay? Did he turn you gay, Kenny?
No.
Did you turn him into a gay?
No.
Kenny. You can be honest with Grover and me.
No, I'm being honest. Okay, Dan Garza is a liar and should be stricken from our conversation because he's no good.
Okay. But, so are you saying that when you had sex with him, he was a straight man, and you were a straight man, therefore you're not gay, and neither is he?
No, I'm saying the real Dan Garza was gay, okay? He already knew what he wanted, okay? He got it, okay, and that was it.
What did he get, Kenny?
nothing really. He just got a regular gay lovers.
So, Kenny, earlier I heard a phone call, and I remembered when you and I used to have a radio show, and remember callers would call in, and one time I said, did what's his name get to you last night? And they asked who, and I said, these, and then he said, these who, and I said, these nuts, and then he said, these tonsils.
I don't remember that.
I said these nuts, and you said these tonsils.
No, didn't say that.
That's a good one.
I was asked. So, okay, Kenny. And, Kenny, if you're going to be sending a shout-out to that Mexican from Arkansas, I think it would be appropriate that you send a shout-out to the good people of Canada, starting with me.
Oh, I will do so. Yes, I will give a shout-out to the people of Canada. Amen.
Specifically me, Kenny.
Especially the what?
Specifically to me. Give me a shout-out, Kenny.
Oh, okay, let's give a shout-out to Dr. Rabbi, Pastor, Reverend, Dr. Chant. Amen.
Fallopian tube.
And fallopian tube. That's right.
And fallopian. Okay.
This pastor gets vagina in all 10 provinces. Kenny, got any other calls?
No, I don't get any more calls at this particular time. I got calls, but they haven't pressed the one key. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 in the queue. Okay?
All right.
Maybe they'll press the one key soon. Let's give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk. Okay?
No.
Oh, yeah.
They don't listen. They can't listen every night.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do. They listen every night.
Sick.
Okay. We got another caller here. 111. You're on the air.
Shalom, Kenny. How are you doing, brother? DC2.
I'm doing great, DC2. How are you doing?
Well, unfortunately, brother, I'm not doing well. That's why I haven't called. I've been very ill with kidney. My kidneys are not good.
Oh, Jesus.
So, anyway, I wanted to call because, you know, I love Grover and I love you, Kenny, and I don't like it when nobody calls and it's just one person on the line. So I just wanted to call and say I'm really happy to hear. I was listening earlier. Grover said everything came out good for him, and I'm happy for him. He's a good brother. I'm really happy for him. So, Grover, I'm glad your health is good, brother.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. How are you doing,
yes.
Kenny?
Your
health
doing
good,
great,
too, brother.
Huh?
I'm glad to hear it. I said your health good too, brother.
Yeah, according to my doctor, I'm doing good.
Any HIV?
No HIV. Nope.
That's good.
You know what my late grandfather used to say, guys, and I the older I get, the more it's apropos. I know it's a big word for me, but he used to say getting old ain't for pussies, and I will say that should be on a T-shirt. Because I'll tell you what, man, getting old ain't fun. It is not fun.
No.
But
No, it's not. Like I said, my birthday's coming up in October.
Same here, brother. October 11th. Aren't you around my birthday, brother?
15th.
Oh. Well, that's a beautiful thing, Kenny. It's a beautiful thing.
Best.
I'm really happy that you're doing masturbation.
Somebody should send you some presents, except your boyfriend would intercept them and then throw them in the trash and get mad.
I was told
that somebody sent me a message earlier that possibly Dan Garza and also my personal favorite and a guy that I think you love too, Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, were going to call. Do you have any callers?
I have some callers. Yeah, I do. Okay.
Okay.
111. You're on air.
They like 111.
Good evening, Dr. Fishman. Good evening, Dr. Grover.
Hey, Dr. Paul.
And good evening,
Paul
Dr. Beachy, too.
How you doing tonight?
This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura from Imperial Beach. I am doing great. How are you gentlemen doing this fine evening?
I'm doing great.
Well, Ken's having problems with his kidneys. He got his kidneys poked by Victor.
No, that I'm the one having problems with my kidneys, but they didn't get poked by anybody.
Oh, sorry. I apologize.
Grover, you know my issues, man. I've told you before. I know it's hard to remember because I got so many, but I'll be all right, man. Hopefully I'm going to keep praying to the good Lord, and hopefully everything turns out okay.
Amen.
You need to quit drinking that cough medicine. That gives you the kidney stones.
I ain't drinking no cough medicine, Grover. I've been off the sauce. I've been off all that shit. It's very frustrating, but I will admit my water consumption has slowed down a little bit. But anyway, man, I don't want to get away from the star of the show right now, and that is the man, the myth, the legend, the Babysitter's Club leader, Mr. Dr. Philanthropist, Anthropologist, Mr. Dr. Peter Paul Ventura.
Amen. Yes.
Well, amen. I appreciate the introduction. Thank you very much. And I was going to offer my services to everyone, especially to you, Dr. Fishman. I understand that you might need a date night, and I would be happy to. I want to expand my business, and I was thinking of starting there in the San Antonio area. So what I was thinking of doing, if you wanted to go out with your husband or live-in husband, I could go and go over there with a group of my babysitters and just look after Victor and maybe even have him reach out to the community and see if anyone else was interested, any teenagers that are 16 as well. Specifically females. I know gay kids tend to, or gay boys tend to attract females or people of the opposite sex. So that would be my old catfish or bait, if you will, to just reel them in. And you can, it's a win-win as far as I'm concerned. You guys get to go on a date night and sponsored by the Babysitter's Club, of course. We would have you guys I can do everything I need to do within 5 to 6 hours.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Peter Paul, but Victor is not
by that time,
Victor is an adult man.
So hey, who's the teenage boy that lives with you, Dr. Fishman? I could have sworn I had an email with a picture of yourself and some older gentleman and a teenager that seemed to be of African-American descent or maybe in the Caribbean. No, we don't say that. Buck.
Okay, well, we got another caller here, Dr. Peter Paul. Let me take it. Okay, 111, you're on the air.
This is Frank again.
Hey, Frank, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay. I think I committed a sin.
Well, what did you do?
Will Jesus forgive me?
Never
experienced, but I'll just tell you, I had a noodle salad.
What?
I don't think a noodle salad is a sin, Frank.
It's not.
A noodle salad is a little secret word for Pizzagate.
Well, try not to sin anymore.
Will Jesus forgive me for that?
Yeah, he'll forgive you. Just try not to do it again, Frank.
He'll forgive me for touching a boy?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus forgives. Just don't do it again, Frank.
Jesus.
Okay, I'll tell the boy that Jesus will forgive me.
Yes,
thank you.
You're welcome, Frank.
Can he touch the boy again and then ask for forgiveness again?
No. You can't
do
it again.
Hey, Kenny, I know we're in overtime, brother, but I wanted to, I don't know, is DPV still on the line, brother? Because I wanted to congratulate him if he is.
Yeah, he's on
the line. I am still on the line, yes.
Yeah,
very much so.
So, Kenny, you know this. I'm a Colts fan. I know Johnny is a Colts fan. We're football fans. And I was shocked when I saw this. The Colts signed a former member of DPV's Babysitters Club, a white man named Josh Sills, who was arrested for a felony count of kidnapping and rape, first degree. He used a blade, obviously. I mean, that's a given. And it was in a wooded area. I don't know the complete story, but I don't think he actually penetrated the young lady. He just received oral sex. But anyway, the point is, DPV got him a lawyer, and the lawyer was like the reincarnation of Johnny Cochran. With all the evidence against him, he got him off all the charges, and now he is a free man, and he is an Indianapolis Colt. His name is Josh Sills, and I just want to say this to DPV. You a miracle worker, brother. You do God's work. You put people in positions to be successful, and I want to thank you for the work you're doing, and also helping this guy out with the lawyer. I mean, Kenny, this man, DPV is a legend. He's a legend, man.
Amen.
I don't know if
Amen.
You've ever heard
Amen.
Of
him.
I was actually watching a Lakers game one night, and this is after Kobe RIP, and they were chanting MVP, but what they were actually chanting was DPV, because Peter Paul Ventura was at the Lakers game, and they showed him on the big screen. He's well known
wow.
out there at Staples Center. They know him out there, man. So
wow.
I don't think you realize how big of a deal it is to have this man on your show. But again, I'm sorry for being long-winded. Y'all know I'm black. I talk a lot. But thank you so much, brother, for what you've done for Josh Sills. Clearly a good man put in a bad situation. I mean, who hasn't put a blade to a woman's face and forced her to put, you know, take her neck and put it on. But anyway, so thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Dr. DC, too. And you know, a lot of people call me a conservative, but I like to consider myself a traditionalist. And the way we do that and the way we go back to the word is to go back to the old traditions, to what the Bible says, to where the man is the head of the household, and where he is the master, if you will, not to be taken literally, but at the end of the day, the woman must give herself to the man and to his desires. And sometimes, if they don't do it willingly, then a knife force or seduction must be used, whatever three of them works or is needed in that instance. Sometimes you have 5 minutes to a 5 minute window, and sometimes you have a 1 hour window where seduction and foreplay is not going to work, and a knife is definitely the best option. You know,
ouch. Like, Kenny, one other question I had for the doctor, because he's so busy and it's very rare we get him on the show. Obviously, you know, neither Grover or I, or even Kenny, has ever been in a situation where we in a stadium and an entire crowd chants your name. I mean, how does that feel, man, knowing that, you know, the girls between 12 and 16 have been just torn up, and you've gotten, you know, so many men, you know, things they wouldn't have gotten. And when you hear, I mean, not even just chanting his name, I saw they stood up. They stood up and gave him a standing ovation as they chanted his name. How does that feel, brother? Does that make you feel like vindication from everything you went through in your past, brother?
Well, I'll tell you how it feels. You know, when you're a teenager and the first time you fall in love and the hair on your arms, you know, stands up and you get almost a little bit cold. Well, imagine that same hair the hair on your arms, the hair behind your neck, the hair on your body, and especially under your scrotum stands up and just vibrates and tingles. That's what the feeling is. It's inexplicable, and it's very, very humbling. And I'm such a simple man that the thing I do look forward to when I exit Staples is the vendors outside. That they sell what's called a street dog hot dog, and there's a lot of young teenagers out there trying to make a living, and I look forward to them serving me a hot dog, and just the way they prepare
hot
dogs. They just grab it, and they're so nice and tender with it, and just lay it down on the, and then they get the mayonnaise and just squeeze it all out, and then the must, and they're so just, they know exactly how to move back and forth to just get all the mayonnaise and mustard and all the juices and liquids out of my hot dog, and it's just a wonderful experience. And then sometimes they, when they eat it and they're just putting it all in and just taking it all in, you know, you don't get high off your own supply, but when they're just savoring it and then it's taking it all in and just wonderful, just a beautiful thing. And then, you know, I explode with happiness,
Can I ask a quick question? Do you ever have a problem, and I know this is maybe you get this question a lot, but when the hot dog goes in, with it being such a, you know, into the buns, if you will, with it being such a small and non-used bun, I mean, it's unused. The bun's never been used. Do you ever have a problem working it in and getting it deep all the way down into the bun?
Well, the way I see it, it's like a rose. The tighter it is, the longer the life is on it. So that's what you got to look for. You have to look for the tight little buns and work your way in there one way or the other, whether, you know, you lubricate it with either mayonnaise, mustard, or KY jelly, whatever you need to use.
KY, that works for me.
Kenny, this wisdom that this man has espounged, if that's even a word, through this show in the last 10 minutes is the most I've learned in 10, 15 years. DPV, he's my mentor. He's my friend. The man is a legend. I thank you so much for calling, brother. Have you heard from Joseph Gibson?
This is Dr. Peter Palmentier, and I approve of hot dog eating. And also, Dr. Grover, I wanted to get your take on this, please.
Peter Paul, this is Frank.
Yes,
Dr. Peter Paul. I wanted to ask you a question. Do you like small hot dogs?
I wouldn't know.
Okay, just wanted to ask.
Kenny.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard this, but Dr. Peter Paul had a question, or he wanted to know Grover's opinion. Can you please bring Brother Grover back on, please? I would like to hear what he would like.
Sure.
Thank you, brother.
Okay.
Somehow I got muted. I don't know why I got muted, but
there was masturbation sound coming from you.
You thought I was masturbating.
Well, the sound was there.
I think it was you. You covering up for yourself.
No,
I really like that. I really like that hot dog story. I think that hot dog story was a little sexual.
No, what? Where'd
you
get that
about,
from?
Well, you're talking about lubing it up and sticking it in a tight hole.
Well, no, putting it in the bun. Grover, you got to put
in
the hot dog in the bun, brother. You need to have it lubricated properly for it to go deep in the bun.
That's right.
You too sexual, Grover.
Oh.
You could also use ice cream.
That seems a little cold.
Yeah, I wouldn't use ice cream. I always go with what Dr. Peter Paul says. He knows what he's doing. I mean, the man gets standing ovations at the Staples Center, for Christ's sake.
Amen.
Yeah, we got another caller here. Let me take it. 111.
How the fuck?
You're on here.
That was my rape. I'm done with my rape. Can I say a prayer now?
You can say a prayer, yeah.
And all my sins are going to be absolved, right?
Yeah.
And if you're wrong, then what?
Well, okay, if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life, okay, all your sins are like wool. They're white. They're not crimson anymore.
And I didn't commit any crimes, right?
Well, it includes anything you've done in the past, okay? You just can't continually do it in the future.
Amen.
Okay. If you tell me that you promised to take my sins, if you're wrong, I'll say the prayer now.
No, I'm not wrong. God takes your sins away. Okay, if you really believe it in your heart when you say the prayer, okay, and you believe it in your heart and your soul, that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, he takes your sins away.
So can you say another prayer or two with me, saying to God that if you are wrong, you will take all my sins?
I can't take your sins. I'm not Jesus. Okay? Only Jesus.
I put the sins on my head if I give him wrong information.
Well, if you're not really believing in the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, well, then your sins stay with you. You have to believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for you, okay, to take away your sins, okay?
So,
yeah,
I believe, but why don't you believe and say, I will take all his sins if I am wrong? God put the sins on my head.
I can't do that, okay?
Why not?
Because I can't take your sins.
So you have nothing to worry about, right?
Well, I guess so.
Okay, so say, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior.
I'm not going to say this. You need to say it to the Lord. You need to accept Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. Okay? I've already accepted.
You don't sound confident enough to take my sins.
I can't take your sins. I can't.
So you have nothing to worry about, right?
But yes, I can't take your sins. I'm not God.
Okay, so tell that in the prayer. Say, I will take his sins if I am wrong. Who's that?
I can't say that because I can't take your sins. Only
so
only
you
God.
Not giving, can... You're not giving. You're not confident. You're not giving good advice.
Well, I can't personally take your sins. DC2, expound on this.
I don't even know what's going on, Kenny. I was falling asleep.
You're
what are you
pastor.
Talking about?
You're your pastor. Say, if I am wrong and all his sins aren't erased, put them on my head.
Kenny, this is not my expertise, man.
It is actually going nowhere.
You told me to rape someone and then say the prayer, so I'm ready to say the prayer.
I didn't tell you to rape anybody. Okay?
Well, you're right. Was your rape caller?
Next door neighbor's daughter. But it was more statutory rape than rape.
You should get yourself an ice cream truck.
But Ken said it's all right if I say the prayer afterwards because all my sins go away.
If I were you, I would get an ice cream truck. It's so easy.
Ken, if you got nothing to worry about, say, I will absorb all his sins if they don't go away on Jesus' name.
Amen.
I can't say that because I can't take any sins.
Sure you can.
Ken. Help a brother out.
It sounds like you're not a true believer.
I'm a true believer, but it has nothing to do with me taking your sins. I can't take your sins because Jesus Christ is the only one that can take your sins.
You gotta
right,
help
so
this.
If you are wrong, then nothing will happen to you.
Listen.
Help the Chinaman.
Okay, listen, brother. You either want to accept the Lord or you don't. What I say doesn't matter.
I will accept the Lord on the terms you gave me that all my sins are absolved. But if they're not absolved, then you will take my sins.
I can't take your sins.
You can tell God I will take your sins if I am wrong.
No, I can't do that. Sorry. But God bless you anyway, sir. Have a blessed day. Goodbye. All right. Okay, it's enough of that.
Goodbye.
Okay. Okay.
That was going nowhere.
Kenny,
yeah,
that was going nowhere.
Yeah. Can't do
is
it.
Is Grover and Peter Paul still on? Or
I'm here.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Dr. Peter Paul is still here, supposedly.
Oh, I just kind of wanted to ask him a question about Dr. Peter Paul, about how much his Babysitters Club has grown since he started it, because it's been a few years, and I feel like it's grown exponentially to the point where he's well known in the Los Angeles area.
Quit typing. What's he typing? He's typing again.
Yeah.
Is he on mute, Kenny? Is DPV on mute?
I don't know.
Huh. Well, it was great having him on. He's a good man.
Yes, amen. Well, I'm going to end this calls, okay, because the show is in overtime. I'm going to say God bless everybody. Okay,
amen.
Thank you all for calling. Okay,
can I say something real quick, Pastor Ken?
Okay.
Can I say something real quick? Please support your neighborhood ice cream man.
Yes, amen. Support your neighborhood ice cream man. Amen.
There are no shows scheduled within the next 24 hours.
Amen.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Hello.
Okay.
God bless y'all. Have a wonderful night.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.